Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, Will. Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? Will will join us in just a second, but we have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about how Biden's border policy is destroying America. But hey, listen, before Will comes on and joins us, do me a favor, pick up your phone and text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 and get great information from America Truth Project. Will, are you with us yet?
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here. Hello. How you doing, everybody? Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, March 18th, 2021. America, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yes, we are.
We're in a lot of trouble, and the leaders in this country are working to destroy it. And the thing is, a lot of people keep asking, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? We know that they're trying to deliberately tear down the nation. And it's almost like there's nothing we can do about it. They're not going to let up. They're going to continue until they turn America into a third world nation. I've had people across the planet send me messages from watching my broadcast and they're saying, Will, welcome to the third world. This is wild. Now, mind you, these people, they have internet themselves, but they're seeing how America is being destroyed from within. Kind of reminds me of Rome, Shannon.
You know, what's really frustrating to me, and hey, listen, before I give my two cents, if anybody wants to call in and talk to Will, you can do that. Pick up your phone, dial 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line with us. Once again, 516-595-8069. We're talking about the border at the top of the hour. Listen, this is crazy. So, you know, it wasn't too long ago when we had AOC, we had all these Democrat people from Washington heading down to the border because there was 2,600 children in the same holding facilities, which they called cages, that Obama's kids were, that children were held in when Obama was president.
Well, actually, the Obama-Biden administration actually created these cages that they're complaining about, and the pictures that were released was from that time.
Right.
Now, you have the Democrats won't acknowledge that. They don't want to talk about it. They're only saying what President Trump did.
Right.
Just think about it. Biden administration had the kids all in the cages, and it wasn't an issue then. President Trump come into office, then all of a sudden
Obama.
It's an issue. Then, Biden is back in the office in the White House, and now all of a sudden it's no longer an issue.
Right, listen, the border is in the worst condition it has been the whole entire time Trump was in office. Now, the reason why is not because of Trump policies, because we know that the first thing Biden did when he got in there was he wanted to stop
all production
right on
the southern border wall.
Right. He reenacted the catch and release. He told them to release people, even regardless if they had felonies, right? I mean, he's like, let them go. So he created this idea that we're not going to be strict on the border anymore, right? It's not that Biden said, oh, we're open borders, but he essentially did open the borders by saying that he believes that people should be able to kind of flock to America if they wanted to.
Well, that goes without him even saying it.
Right.
You know, they're not even saying it. And even the press secretary, Psaki, was saying the time is to come is not now.
She did. And
she never came out and said, don't come. She never said that. She just kept saying the time to come is not now.
Right.
Basically sending the message, the signal to everyone that's coming, get here now because you want to be at the front when they do say come.
Well, I mean, as soon as you say stop all construction on the border, what signal did you send to people that want to cross the border.
It sent a
right?
signal to everyone, hey, get to the border, get to the border. He stopped the construction. He's going to let us in.
Right.
And then come to find out that they're going to give them money. They're going to give them money from the stimulus package. So you know they're coming to get their check. I mean, come on.
Right. It's pretty crazy. So right now, the situation with children is really bad. At this point, it's actually worse than it had been from the beginning. There is 13,000. There's an article on UnitedAmericanFirst.com.
13,000, not 1,300,
right,
not 300, not 13 of them, but 13,000.
Right. Unaccompanied migrant children now in custody, in U.S. custody. This is crazy. They're saying that the kids are not eating enough. They're not getting any sunlight. I mean,
some of them have to take turns to even sleep on the hard concrete floor because there's not enough room for them to sleep on it.
Right. It's pretty crazy. And another part of the problem is because there's not enough border agents to even handle the influx of people coming in. Right. We've seen surges of we've even seen people getting in accidents and illegals being killed and being transported into America. And it's happening, you're hearing about it because it's happening in such high numbers. Apparently, I haven't, a writer of ours actually told us that she just got wind that they're opening up a convention center in Dallas.
Well, that's the plan. Right. Do a convention center in Dallas that house about 3,000 males.
Male illegal immigrants.
They're shipping them in the wrong way. They're
right.
shipping them in the wrong way. They're supposed to be going back the way they came. You know, it's
right.
just to give an example here, not that I'm a drinker. I don't drink at all or anything like that. But, you know, when people drink too much alcohol, the alcohol don't go out the other way. It came back the way it came. All I'm saying, don't go this way. You need to go out the way you came.
Right. You know what's frustrating to me is you have so many people sounding the alarm at the border, telling Biden, hey, listen, we have a huge problem here on the border. And what does Biden and Kamala do? They literally are ignoring the border.
Nothing. That, you know, they're saying that there's no actual issue at the border. For them to actually say there's something going on at the border, that would be them acknowledging that we have a crisis at the border
right.
while the crisis is happening.
Right.
See, I truly believe this is part of their plan to destroy this nation.
Yeah.
They're putting America on a fast track to what Venezuela is now today.
Right.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Right. On Tuesday, you know, it is interesting, though, because there have been a lot of reporters that have been putting pressure on Kamala and Biden to answer for what is happening at the border. So Tuesday, Biden was asked, hey, listen, do you have any plans to head to the border? And he said, no, not at the moment. And then later, Kamala was also approached by reporters and they asked her about the border and she said, I haven't been briefed on the border. So these are two people, mind you, that
yeah.
were so hateful about what was happening at the border under Trump. What's happening now is worse than what's happening under Trump, and these people are literally ignoring
it. Actually, under President Trump, this was not happening. So for
right.
them,
well,
this
right.
was a problem. So now it is happening. Now there's no problem because this is what they've been pushing for. This is what they want. Look, this is no fairy book tale that we're sitting here talking about.
Right.
This is actually happening on the southern border of the United States of America.
Right.
And the Democrats are the ones that's pushing this. They're creating this crisis. They don't want anyone to recognize that they're the ones that's doing it, that they're the ones who expedited all of these people coming in. They even have photos of a whole bunch of people migrating to the southern border on with Biden T-shirts on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's curious to me. Where did they get those T-shirts? I mean,
come on.
Who organized those T-shirts for all of those people wanting to come across the border? That's just crazy to me. Who did that? You know, Trump, he did an interview on Fox News a couple nights ago, and Trump said, we are like a third world country now. Right. And he said things are going to get much, much worse. He said that we will see immigrants to a level we've never seen before. And that is true.
That's our
border
agent.
Right. Border agents.
We were getting that when he did that interview on Fox News, that we're already like that.
Right. Border agents are actually saying that border crossings are over 100%. And you know what? It's even more than that. They can't even handle the amount of people that are walking across the border. Will, you have a great friend, Ben Burquam, from Frontline America and also
Real America's Voice.
Real America's Voice, I'm sorry. And he's been at the border. And
several times.
He has shown us what is happening there. It is crazy. Let me tell you, one of the biggest problems, and actually Texas is now trying to deal with this. We're here in Texas. Texas is trying to create now an anti-human trafficking effort related to illegal border crossings. Because let me tell you what, when you have an open border, what's happening, the number one thing that's happening is sex trafficking. And then, of course, drugs. But sex trafficking across that border is number one. It's hitting America, and we've opened the door to it. It's so frustrating. And yet Kamala Harris and Biden are not taking this seriously and not heading down to the border to see what is happening. Let me tell you what. If somebody was sounding the alarm to me, to President of the United States, saying, listen, this is what's happening, and this is what's happening, and this is what's happening, would you not think that for the well-being of your country, you would go to the hole that is causing the problem in your country? Would you not want to go to that area?
You would
talk
think.
To the border agents. Even his own Department of Homeland Security secretary is saying, listen, there's a problem. And they are ignoring it, people.
Well, you know why they're ignoring it? I've repeated it so many times. They're ignoring it because this is the plan.
Hmm.
This is the idea. They are really and truly, like I mentioned, trying to turn the United States of America into Venezuela on a fast track. They don't want to wait 4, 6, 8 years. They wanted to do this within the next 2 years. I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall. I'm not trying to say that I have a crystal ball and I tell them what the future. Just look out. Just pay attention what's happening.
Right. Governor Abbott, which we're not the biggest fans of Governor Abbott. He is a Republican governor, but he's done a lot of things we haven't agreed with.
Kind
but
of a
listen,
rhino.
But listen, he has a front row seat, people, to what is happening at our border. And he said just the other day, he said, President Biden's reckless open border policies have created a humanitarian crisis that is enriching the cartels, smugglers, and human traffickers who often prey on the abuse of unaccompanied minors. That, you know how dangerous it is right now in that area to come across America. And the one thing that I respected Trump about is he worked with the president of Mexico in order to try to contain illegal crossings, sex trafficking.
He was working
the
with him.
Right.
He was,
they were working together.
He was actually working with him. He was
That's
actually
true.
Making policy changes to where all the traffic was coming.
Right.
Hey, stop them at your border.
Right.
Stop them from coming.
Right.
They were actually doing that. Now they're just like backed out the way, allow the people to come in. And guess what's happening right now? Just look at the border.
Right. Well, because Biden's not working with them. Biden's just like, hey, listen, you know what? I don't care what you do with Trump. This is what we're doing, right? Or not doing. I don't even know anymore. It's so crazy. The things that are coming from Press Secretary Psaki aren't even true. You know, at first she said there wasn't a problem. Now there is such a problem that they're almost having to, there's such amount of pressure for them to answer for it, but they're still not answering for it. They said that it wasn't true that people weren't being tested. We know that people, okay, at some holding facilities, they might be getting tested, but they're also being released into the public. It doesn't matter if they're being tested or not. They're not being treated. They're not being – so they're so big on this COVID thing, being locked down, but yet our border's not locked down.
And, and you know what was really interesting is that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was in Arizona, on the Arizona border, where they found out that 25% of them actually had COVID after they tested them. And then supposedly to the report that I saw that they released them into the population.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Texas, Governor Abbott even mentioned it, that 10% of them tested positive. And guess what happened to those 10%? They released them into the public. So if this thing is such a really terrible, bad issue, why is this a Biden administration allowing them to release these people that's carrying this virus that could affect the population into the population? If it's such a big deal, they keep stressing how they want to fix the plandemic. They want to stop the plandemic. They're really working on it. But then they release the people into the population. No one else questioning that? Is no one like wondering like what in the world is going on?
I don't know. It's really frustrating to me. I don't understand because on one hand, a lot of Democrats, even in Hollywood, were screaming about the border. And now we actually have a humanitarian crisis happening at the border, an actual humanitarian crisis happening. Right? Ben, who's out there covering what's happening, finds little girls' panties and condoms
and prophylactics, yes,
laying around. Come on, people. You've got to know there is a crisis at the border. People need to wake up. People need to get angry. People need to get mad. Because here's the other part of that. These people, whatever's happening there, is coming into our country. Our country is now an open door to America. This isn't just happening, people from South America coming. They've got people from all parts of the country coming to through our border, right? We've had people from the Middle East coming through the border. It's amazing how many different ethnicities are coming there because it's an open door. Everyone's like, let's go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go. There's no wall. There's now – you could pay somebody to actually help you get through, right?
Well, actually the cartel, they're making big bank with all this right now. They're making so much money with this right now. And I'm telling you, the Democrats are actually helping them make this money.
Right. And, you know, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, how do you say his name? I don't know. He said – the border is secure and the border is not open. This is literally what he said the other day. He literally said that. What? Are you kidding me? You're telling me it is secure. Well, you know what, Mr. Homeland Security Secretary? You need to go visit the Border Patrol down at the border in Texas. I mean, you need to go because you're severely misinformed of what is happening.
Exactly. And like I keep repeating, this is by design. This is them doing what they said that they wanted to do to the American people, to our nation.
Right.
They're bringing it full steam ahead right,
right
now.
Lindsey Graham was on Hannity the other night, and they were talking about the border. And Lindsey said that the border is a disaster in the making. He said, the worst is yet to come, just like Trump said. The worst is yet to come. And unfortunately, people aren't paying attention and won't pay attention. Will, you and I talk about this all the time. Nobody pays attention until it affects them, right? So until you lose your child to sex trafficking or drugs or something like that, all of a sudden then you're going to go, oh, wait a minute, when did this happen, right? Graham said the border insecurity, meaning it's not secure, is a great way for terrorists to come into our country. You know that, right? Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that an open door is not an invitation to terrorists, to everything bad?
Why do you think they automatically said that they're lifting the Muslim ban, which, in fact, it was never a Muslim ban to begin with. It was from countries that wanted to destroy America, from these countries that were screaming death to America. They were screaming this. President Trump put a ban into those countries. Mind you, these same countries were on a ban list when Obama was in office, but they're saying it's racist when President Trump is doing it. But these people are trying to come in, and they're not trying to come in for the American dream. They're coming because they want to destroy the nation. It's
right.
Really that simple.
Right. Well, it's unfortunate that it's not families coming, people. You know, a lot of people think, oh, these families are coming, and that's not who's coming. It's not families. It's men and unaccompanied children that are coming.
Yeah. And sometimes these men have the children.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, the cartel, there was a police officer that I knew from Austin that is in contact with people that work on the border, and he said what's happening is a cartel is going to families in Mexico and paying to take the children across the border, or they're stealing the children to take them across the border, because they will most likely get across the border and into America if they have children. So think of how frightening of a situation this is for these children, Will. Can you imagine?
Oh, it's absolutely horrible that we're seeing this.
Right,
and,
I mean.
And it's like it's nonstop, and it's just constantly getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. And at some point you would think that we wouldn't see this in America. Like, this is the last place that we would expect to see this, right?
Right.
The last place. But they're all about it. They're completely for it.
Hey, listen, if you guys want to call in and talk to us about the border, what your thoughts are, give us a call. The number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on with us. We would love to hear some of your thoughts out there, because this is crazy. I'm so upset, you know. And the fact that, you know, Biden is now saying, oh, don't come now. You know, we don't need you now.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And I'm sitting here thinking, well, then go put help down there on the border. He's saying that, but is he doing anything to stop him?
No,
he's not doing anything to stop him.
Yeah, so there's a clip that you actually found earlier.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
I would love to – I want to play this for people to hear this. And this is from Chip Roy, where he shreds Biden's open border policy. Just shreds it. Shreds him. And he lays it out exactly what's happening. And the scary part is people, you better pay attention. You better pay attention to what the Democrats, what these tyrants are doing to this nation. What do you think – do you think it's just going to, like – fizzle away? Do you think is everything going to be lifted? Everything going to be okay? I mean, seriously, what do you think is going to be like between now and okay? What do you think is going to happen in between that? I mean, seriously, listen.
Happy to be here with my colleagues, because my colleagues standing behind me and with me here actually believe in sovereignty and securing the border of the United States. I woke up yesterday morning in Laredo, Texas, having spent the day before visiting with Border Patrol, riding along with Border Patrol along the border in Laredo, going down to the river, being with Border Patrol. We had 15 apprehensions while I was with them, and we couldn't grab and stop everybody that was coming across the border. We met with Border Patrol at a part of the Rio Grande where you can walk across, and met with an agent who had a three-mile stretch he was in charge of, solo, by himself, because so many Border Patrol agents in Laredo are now in the Rio Grande Valley running processing centers. Your border, ladies and gentlemen, Americans, listen to me. Your border is wide open. It is being exploited by cartels right now, today.
Right now, today.
That makes me sick. It makes me sick. And how can Biden and Kamala ignore? Literally, they are ignoring what is happening. I would get troops down there. I would do something to stop the insanity that's happening.
Right. I mean, that's you. You would do that. You would stop this insanity, because you know we all know that there's an issue here.
Right.
But they don't want to stop this. This is exactly what they want. And then anyone that comes along that tries to say otherwise, you're just being hateful, because you don't care about the children. Look how bad it is for these kids. And they have the nerve, the audacity to say that we don't care about the children when they're doing this.
Right. According to Border Control, about 30% of the people illegally crossing the border were under 18.
Wow.
There was 29,792 unaccompanied children detained without parents, about 5 more times than in January. This is crazy. Right? I mean, and all Biden is doing is going on CNN and saying, oh, I told them, don't come right now. Don't come. Biden, you know what? They're not scared of you, to be honest. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know what? I mean,
now, Trump.
No, wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
The reason why they're coming, and even if Biden were to go on national telly and say, don't come right now, they're never going to hear that. They've already heard the message about get to the border. So Biden and Kamala Harris, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to say nothing. Don't do anything because they already know that the memo got put out. And as long as the memo has been put out, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to get to the border. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Nothing as of today is going to change that.
You know, it just shows to me how people perceive Biden and how people perceived Trump. Biden is weak. He's not in control. He's not about protecting the American people. Trump was completely polar opposite. He was like, don't mess with me. Don't mess with America. If you do, you're going to regret it. I miss that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you not miss that, Will?
Oh, I do miss it. I mean, that, you know what? The entire time President Trump kept talking about the border wall, we didn't see any of this. We didn't see
none
of this.
Well, we saw a couple of, you know, threats.
Nothing like this. I mean, come on.
No,
it was
crazy.
Never to this extent. Mm-hmm. Of course, you had people still trying, and because you had AOCs and the other nut jobs all complaining, screaming, talking about, oh, no, the border, they're putting the kids in the cages, they're putting them in the cages. Knowing good and well, President Trump did that to protect children. You had to. To give an example, there was one monster had this little girl playing it off like it was his little girl. Come to find out, he had been raping the little girl before they even got to the border. They let him keep the little girl, come into the country. 4 more months went by where he was constantly still raping her, end up killing the little girl. And then the Democrats, silent about it, say nothing. And they're in the background, they're probably fighting for his release. Think about that.
So listen, so now we have the border. We have Biden bombing Syria, right?
Mm-hmm. All this. Now, mind you, everybody, this is happening within just 100 days.
Right. And now we have China that is becoming a problem, right? And this is, once again, like I said in my previous statement, to me, I look at Biden and to the rest of the world, nobody's scared of him, right? He's not going to do nothing. You know, he's this, la, 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 hey.
Goodbye, America.
Goodbye, America.
Goodbye, America. I mean, it's so crazy.
Oh, but you know what? Let me just tell you this, too. Will, today, out driving, had to go run some errands. And I'm looking around. And there's all these flags at half staff. And I'm sitting here going, why are these flags at half staff? Like, did I miss something? Right? Was there something?
We didn't get the memo.
I mean, I was just sitting here going, okay. So I Google it. You know why the flags are at half staff?
Tell
people?
Us why the flags are half staff on March 18, 2021.
Because of the shooting that happened in Atlanta.
Because of the shooting that happened in Atlanta?
Right.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the shooting
of the
male, happened to be white.
Right. Who said
he
was having
a
sexual problem.
And shot up the parlor and the people because of his sexual addiction.
Right. And
not because
said,
of a racial tension.
Which they wanted to spin it, but this
even
time
after
literally,
he came out and said it had nothing
right.
to do with race. It was
right.
His sexual addiction.
His sexual addiction.
They still pushing this as if this is a racial issue.
Right.
Simply because he's a white male.
So all across America, flags go at half staff.
Wow.
Right? Not the border crisis. Not the hundreds of people being shot in Atlanta. We don't care about those people.
What about
that's
the people
not a
shot
crisis.
In Chicago? You know what this tells me? This basically tells me that Biden and the leftists, you black people, y'all been dying. No half staff for the flag for you. Here, a white person then does something, then they'll fly the half flag.
I mean, listen.
I mean, half staff flag. This
I'm not
is
saying,
ridiculous.
I'm not saying what happened in Atlanta is not really sad. It's
it is
really
sad.
I hate for anybody to lose their life because somebody was being a complete idiot and selfish. And but as much as it is sad, we have to look at why did he fly the flags at half staff for that, but we don't fly the flags half staff of the killings that are happening all across America that are senseless, that are just as senseless.
You know what? Right? You won't fly the flag at half staff for all of the unborn children that they have murdered.
We could just keep the flag at half staff.
I mean, seriously, if that's the reason, then the flag will never go back up to its full glory.
No, the
seriously.
Whole time.
And then, you know what? Instead of them burning the flag, they just bring it down halfway and said, you know what? America's half good now.
We are half good. I agree. Biden's president.
Yeah. Yeah, VP, Vice President Biden.
I think it should be a half staff just because Biden's.
Yeah, exactly. Half staff, oh my goodness, the country is so terrible. Hey, so if someone wants to give us a call, what would be that number?
It is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line. Let us know we're not alone out here talking. I feel like we're talking to ourselves, Will. You feel like we're talking to ourselves?
No, I know people are listening. Okay. Sometimes, you know, people just want to listen because they're probably working and doing stuff. And, you know, and I like for people to call in, especially people that disagree. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone's going to call in that disagree right now because they see an issue with the border, too. If anything, they'll just call in just to be, you know, just to stir the pot because they don't want to acknowledge the truth. But one more time, let's put the number out there for anyone that didn't have the opportunity to write it down because they were listening in. What's that number one more time?
516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on the line. So, Will.
Yes.
Do you have the audio from Don Lemon?
Don Sourpuss. Lemon. You call him Don Arrowhead. I call him Don Sourpuss Lemon.
So, Don Lemon was on The View the other day. And this man, one, had the audacity to talk about religion as if he's some kind of authority on a religion. But you have to listen to this audio clip. I was just so – do you have it?
I'm queuing it up
queuing
as
it up.
We speak. But let's go ahead and let's talk into it. Because now for those of you that don't know, Don Lemon bats for the other team. He bats for, you know, if you read the Bible or pretty much in any religion, the lifestyle that he is living goes completely against God. Because God didn't create us to, you know, live sinful lives. You know, he created us to multiply, and it takes a man and a woman to do that. But the thing is, he is addressing the issue of what you should think about the way Christ looked or who Christ was, not the fact that Christ died for all of us. I'm a Christian. I'm a strong Christian, and I truly believe, and I know that Christ died for all of us. And okay, so we got some people calling it, but before we go to the call, let me play this clip.
Okay,
now,
we'll
this is a
clip.
Short clip. We're gonna play this clip, and then we'll go to the phone line. But these people,
I mean, this is basically
Don Lemon, right. Basically, and you know what? He goes. My personal opinion. He even goes to talk down about Jewish people.
Right.
It's
well,
it's really weird.
So keep in mind when he's talking about healing racial wounds.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
he's
saying
talking about healing.
Right.
Racial wounds.
So he's saying in order to begin healing racial wounds, we need to first realize that Jesus was a black or brown person.
Yeah. Or remind you of Muslims.
Right. Right. So listen to
we
this.
We also have to start being realistic about God and the Bible. And if you are a person of faith in this country, and we know America is built on faith and religious freedom, then we have to, I think, a good way of starting is to present the true identity of Jesus, and that is as a black or a brown person rather than someone who looks like a white hippie from Sweden or Norway. And I think we should start with a true depiction of what Jesus looked like and put that in your home, either a black Jesus or a brown Jesus, because we knew Jesus looked more like a Muslim or someone who was dark rather than someone who was blonde, a blonde-looking carpenter. And then when your children ask you, who is this? This is Jesus. Jesus was Middle Eastern. Bethlehem was not in Sweden. And so Jesus does not look like the popular depiction that we have in our churches and in our homes and that we see all over the media. And I think that is a good place to start, and that is a good place that your kids will ask questions, and then you can go from there, and then we can come to a true reality about what America really is.
Wow, what America really is has nothing. Wait a minute, that really has nothing to do with America. First of all, Christ had everything to do with every last person on this planet.
Right. You know, to me, leave it up to a Democrat to politicize Jesus. Right. Turn the racial thing into.
He turned religion into a political
issue.
What? That's what he did.
What we should be teaching our children is it doesn't matter what color Jesus was. He loved all people and died for all people's sins, regardless of race or color. So to me, to say, well, he was black or he was brown is irrelevant. He created all colors, like you said earlier when we talked about this. He created all colors. He don't care what color you are, and we shouldn't care what color he is.
Yeah,
conversation.
He created all these colors, then all of a sudden he's going to reject the colors.
Right,
I mean, what sense does that make?
Right, that's the conversation we should have. So let's go ahead and let's bring Sandy on from Texas. What you got for Will, Sandy?
Hi. Will?
Hey.
You hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah,
loud and clear.
I hear you. Okay.
What you got for us? Thanks for calling, for one.
Yeah, this problem is very worrisome for everybody. I live in Central Texas, so I'm sort of in the bullseye here. But I've been thinking we've got to push back on this. And everybody is going to have to do it. Our business owners need to not hire these illegal aliens that are coming up. Do not give them a job. You know what I'm saying? Verify.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Verify the employees that they hire. Make sure that they are citizens. I don't care what color they are, how they are dressed, how they present themselves. Get the documentation. Make sure they are citizens before they hire. And we've always got greedy people, you know, and these illegals are going to be working for basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of money to them to get just a few dollars an hour. And so these business owners that are greedy are going to be hiring them. If you get wind of a business that are hiring illegal aliens, do not take your money and do business with that company. Don't do it. We've got to push back, everybody.
I completely agree. We have right now in the United States of America, we have Democrats that are pushing this. And, you know, they actually have it to where they want to penalize some businesses. And I saw this in an article. I can't recall what it is right now. But I remember seeing this, that they want to penalize a business for not hiring illegals.
Oh, really? They're going to reverse the laws that we already have. That's
well,
real
when
smart.
You do that, you actually punish Americans, right?
Yeah, right.
For being American.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you a job because you're American and you actually pay taxes. And so, yeah. No,
well, I know some jobs penalize you for being American and not speaking the language outside of the country.
Yeah, actually, yeah. At one point, I was in human resources. And then, fortunately, if you're not bilingual in certain areas of the country, they won't hire you unless you're bilingual for those positions. So it's almost you're discriminating against an American because they don't speak a foreign language. How crazy is that?
Right. I applied at a hospital in Fort Worth 1 year, and the very first question was, are you bilingual? The very first question.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
An established language first language here in America. There's not, there's, yeah. We don't say,
well,
English first. That's not.
The English language is not the
language
the,
of the country.
The language of the country.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think that's part of the problem. But,
It used to be said that English was our language. No, it's actually never been,
but it's been the most spoken word in America is the English language.
So it's interesting.
But there's no national language for the United States of America.
Right, there's not an established one, but Sandy, you are correct in the sense that, you know, I had family that came through Ellis Island from Yugoslavia and from Italy, and they went to communities when they got here to America. First, they had to prove that they could, you know, they could support themselves here in America. We didn't pay for them to be here. But they went to communities and they learned the English language. It was just something you did, right? You wanted to.
Right.
You came to America and you're like, I'm going to go here and I'm going to learn the American language. And then you would go out into the world wherever you wanted to. Here, quite frankly, we've made it so easy for people not to learn the English language. But unfortunately, the people that live here that speak English are suffering from jobs,
and
et cetera.
And if you just want to get right down to it, mm-hmm. it's those on the left. You don't see conservative Christians doing this. You don't even see the Jewish community doing this. You don't see Hispanics doing this, actually. You see those. It's a melting pot of those on the left that's pushing this.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah, thanks for calling, Sandy. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Giving us
thank you for taking my
All right.
call. Y'all have a good
All right,
day.
Take care. You too.
All right, if you want to call in, the number is 516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on the line. Listen, I'm still upset with what Don Lemon said about hanging up a black or brown picture.
Yeah, he's suggesting that if you want to show that you're not going with a long-haired hippie from where you say from? New Zealand or something like that, where white people are from. I mean, seriously.
Do you think
it has
Jesus
nothing,
would say,
color
I want
nothing
you, right.
to do with nothing. This is them
right.
constantly pushing this racial division
right.
onto the American people. And ultimately what he's getting to is saying that if anyone's saying that Christ is white or they look at Christ and think that Christ is for white people, then something's wrong with you.
Right. The
because
reason
he
why
he's one of the ones leading the charge
right.
against the attacks on white people.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to argue that Jesus was black or brown. I mean, honestly, he was in the Middle East. There's a reason why he was a darker brown, because he was to relate to the people that were here in the world at that time. If it was white people, I'm sure he would have been white. It's, you know, everything in the Bible was related to the moment or the place that he was in. But it wasn't about color. It wasn't about any of that. It's about his word. It was about God. It was about why he was here. He died for everyone's sin. If you want to share a message with your children, you say it doesn't matter who you are. Jesus died for you because he loves you. That's the message that we should be sharing, not a racial one, not a divisive tactic. To me, that's driving race into your religion. I mean, it's saying, you know, and it's making kids. If I was a little kid and, you know, I don't know any better, they're like, well, you know, Jesus was black and he didn't like white people.
I mean, and you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this movement, like with people with Don Lemon come out and say that, you know, Jesus doesn't like straight people either. It would not surprise me.
It actually shocked
day.
Me that he said that America was found on.
On religion.
Yeah.
But that's, you know,
because
the reason why he's saying that is because
so many Democrats
it's because they
don't
want to change what Christianity is. That's
yeah.
the only reason why he's doing that. There is an agenda to change what Christianity. They're saying that God is all open for, you know, people living a sinful lifestyle. It goes on to that. It's just so crazy.
Yeah. So while we're talking about that, we can talk about, you know, the other day we read an article where a young man was basically threatened that he may not graduate high school because one of his classes required him to write a paper. What was it? What was it about again? It was
so
about,
what it was a young white male. In order for him to pass,
biracial,
to get
by
a
the
passing
way.
Grade, mm-hmm. well, I mean, well, yeah. In order for him to get a passing grade, he had to write in his paper that he had to acknowledge that he had white dominance.
That's it, yeah.
And he said, "I'm not going to do that." Come to find out, his mother is black, and he's biracial, but because he looks white.
Yeah, he was white enough.
Because he looked white enough, he had to denounce his white dominance. He said, "No, I'm not going to do that because
right.
I don't have white dominance." This is see, and this is the another attack on white people.
Mm-hmm.
They so just imagine.
So his mom actually went down to the high school.
Oh, she was livid.
She was mad, and
oh wait,
and
I would have been mad too.
The school refused to change the grade
because he won't denounce his white dominance
right.
when his mother is black.
Right.
I mean, come on. See, I mean, that should tell you the mindset of these people.
Right, and she said there's nothing dominating about her son. She said he's quiet, he's friendly, he's nice.
That's beside
see,
the point.
But
there's,
it's not beside the point.
White people saying white
right.
people have dominance when it's not happening. If
exactly,
you want to talk about dominance, you talk about, wait a minute, if white people have the dominance, why don't they have a problem with O'Biden? Why
right.
don't they have a problem with Chuckie Schumer? Why don't they have a problem with Nancy Pelosi?
Right.
All three of them are white.
I want them to write
Hello?
A paper. I want them to denounce their white.
Hello. Every last one of them are white. But see, they are the right type of white people because they're coming out saying that there's a problem with white people. And I'm telling you, you know what it reminds me of? And I've said this so many times. It reminds me of what took place in the 1930s. In Nazi Germany.
Mm.
It reminds me so much. If you just go back and look at the history, and I'm not even, I don't even consider myself a big history buff, but when you go back and look what they have done to the Jewish community during that time, where they demonized the Jewish community, and it made me think about it. Think about this. When they had the Berlin trials, they asked one of the Nazi leaders, how in the world did you get so many people to do what they did to the Jewish people? He said it was simple. He said all we did was instill fear. He said it was just fear.
Mm-hmm.
We did fear. We got them to fear the Jewish community, and everybody just went in the line. Now they're calling white people. They are the cops have been doing it, but they're even increasing it, calling white people white supremacists, calling them domestic terrorists. They're saying white people attacking Asian people, and they said it's growing to alarming rate, which is a total farce. It's not true at all, because if it was true, you would have social media videos, you would have mainstream videos, you would have all of those videos flying around, but they're just saying it. They're just spewing it out of their mouth, getting people to believe it. So it's the same thing they did in the 1930s, but now they're doing it to white people.
Well, fortunately, we have enough minorities that are coming out speaking against that narrative. I mean,
speaking out against
right,
it, seriously.
You have people like you, Candace Owens, Brendan Tatum. You have Hispanics coming out saying, no, there's no such thing as white
dominance,
white whatever
privilege.
You want to call it. You even have Asians coming out saying, listen, this is just mind control of the government.
Yes.
Right? So you have all these minority groups coming out saying, no, this isn't true. Right? But you have this whole population that is so easily manipulated. And I understand that social media is manipulated, news is manipulated. I mean, I get it. It's all set up to manipulate people. But
that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, President Trump completely laid it out when he said that the mainstream media, be it like the Communist News Network or MSDNC, that they are the enemy of the people. Plain and simple. They are the enemy of the people. And they're not even hiding the fact that they're doing what they're doing any longer. It's like there's no hiding it. I'm like, why do we need to hide it? They're saying we won. we won. We have everything that we want, and now we get to do whatever it is that we want to do. And guess what's happening, people? They're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. And how long you think it's going to last? How long you think it's going to continue? As long as we, the people, continue to sit by and constantly talk about it and do nothing, it's going to continue happening. And on top of that, when they're doing these policies, it's just like Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer came out and said that we are from the government and we're here to help. We are here from the government and we are here to help. Do you know when Reagan was in office, or during the time of Reagan's time, he made this point talking about how the government is, I think he said there's nine words that you never want to hear from the government. Nine words. And that is that we're from the government and we're here to help.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
We say to America, help is on the way. You will receive $1,400 checks by the end of March. Help is on the way.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Our schools will open safely and more quickly than we thought. Help is on the way.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
I mean, what else do you need to hear?
Man,
what else
so
do you
true.
Need to hear?
It's so true.
He
you
said
know,
that then, and now the Democrats are saying it now, and people are clapping. Yes, yes, they're here to help us. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, one of the biggest things our founding fathers were worried about was big government, right?
Yep.
And the Democrats were saying that Trump was about big government, but that really wasn't true. He wasn't about big government. The Democrats are literally about big government.
Oh, yeah. They're about controlling every aspect
controlling,
of our lives.
He even wants to control whether or not you have a 4th of July party or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Independent. He's saying, I'm going to let you know if you have your independence or not. I mean, really? Really? You're going to decide that? Oh, Joe. Oh, Biden. You're going to decide if we can have our independence. Oh, what did we do without you? You know what? I did a broadcast last night, and I had a gentleman on with me, and he made a very, very good point. And I thought it was just absolutely brilliant. We have to thank Joe. Seriously. We have to thank Joe for not getting nothing done for the 47 years before now. Because look what he's done in less than 100 days. You get it? Seriously.
Yeah, now that he's doing something.
Yeah, imagine
America.
If he actually did something in the 47 years he's been in office.
Right.
And now, hadn't it been 100 days, and you know what, be honest with you, it's not him doing it. He's on strings. And he's literally on strings. They're pulling his strings.
So apparently
find this and do this.
Right. I have
say
to,
that.
Right.
Say this.
I have to tell you, on Fox News, the headline is, Biden calls his second in command, President Harris. So today he was having a press conference in Arizona about vaccinations, and he literally said, when President Harris and he paused for a moment, a virtual tour of the vaccination site in Arizona not so long ago, and he goes on to say what he was saying, but he didn't even correct himself. He didn't even say, oh, no, I mean, when the vice president and I,
yeah.
He didn't even correct himself.
No.
Right?
I've said it before. We actually did a broadcast on here the other
last week,
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Madame President.
Mm-hmm.
They've been screaming it, and that's what they want, and that's what they're pushing for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting it so bad. They want it so bad to be able to say that.
Right. I mean,
Madame President.
Right. On Daily Caller, Biden was asked about his disagreements with Kamala Harris on certain issues, and this is what he said, quote, I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on moral principle, he's talking about him and Kamala, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. I'm like, wait, is that what actually happening right now? He actually said that.
Yeah, he's actually, I mean,
this is crazy.
There's no secret. I think he actually did develop the disease. And this was during the time, this was before the this fraudulent, my opinion. Can I even say that? Can I say that? Mm-hmm. Before this, let me retract that. Before we went through a coup d'etat.
Right. He said this back in December when there, you know, he became president, and well, you know, before he officially was sworn into the office. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he did actually.
But all kidding aside, the first lady to be told me she holds them for you. Yes, she does. But not with she and Kamala have become friends.
Yeah.
But all kidding aside, it's a matter of the thing, we are simpatico on our philosophy of government and simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
What the heck?
I think they're going to use the same excuse now for him to resign, because they're probably going to come up with the 25th Amendment at some point. I mean, he's declining. He is declining. I mean, they can probably give him enhanced drugs to pep him up to do a little speech every now and then.
He's probably getting enhanced drugs now.
He's declining. There's no disputing it. You can't even hide it. You can't even hide it. They're trying. They're trying really hard to hide it, but you can't hide it. Mm-hmm. He's declining.
He doesn't even know who's president. Is it him or Harris?
No,
he's confused
at
this point. He's like, have we gotten to the point where it's Harris yet?
He's waking up. They asked him one time, when you wake up, it was Anderson Cooper. When you wake up in the White House, what does it feel like? I look over at Jill and I ask her, where are we? He literally said that. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And this is the man that's flying the plane that we're all on right now. And how does your safety feel? How does your safety feel? And guess what? Guess what? There's no parachute. And guess what? Guess what? There's no landing strip. Ponder on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're putting more people on the airplane. Never contribute to the gas. Putting more people on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely disturbing. It's absolutely disturbing. So, hey, everybody. I want to thank every last one of you so much for doing me this huge favor by getting your mobile device. It's really simple, and this is free. It's really simple, and it's free. You know, just get your mobile device and send me a text, and that number is 88202. And when you do that, you'll get a response from American Truth Project with wonderful information. And at the same time, because you know how they're doing with all the algorithms, how they're beating us with the algorithms, and they go, well, it's the algorithm that's doing it, as if we don't know a human being programmed the algorithm. Come on. Seriously. What I'm getting at is that once you sign up, and it's free, 88202, just type my name in, Will. Just type my name in, Will. Just type that in and send that text to 88202, and you will get notifications when we go live. You get the notifications. But you have to do it. It's free. I mean, what do you got to lose by doing it? You had nothing to lose. Really, you had nothing to lose. I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and you get notifications that Will is going to be going live on his podcast every Thursday. You want that notification, don't you?
Absolutely. And on top of that, you get wonderful people like Barry Newsbaum and Annie Cyrus. You get awesome information from them, stuff that the mainstream media will never tell you about.
Absolutely.
And you know what? They're straight up honest people. They want to just relay what you need to hear. I like listening to them. You should check them out, seriously. And the best way you can do that is go to 88202, sign up, It's really simple. Just type my name in, Will. And when you type my name, Will, in, it lets them know that I sent you. It really helps me out on the other end. Trust me. Believe me. President Trump, you can say it. Believe me. I think he still says it. But we are at the end. I want to thank everyone once again for tuning in. Thank you for the young lady to give us a call and completely laid it out exactly how it is and what's going on. I completely agree. These businesses that are helping and supporting these tyrants, we should, look into not supporting those businesses. And I know it's going to be difficult because how do you get the message out to about 300 million people? But anyways, we will see you next Thursday. Take care, and God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.